Herman Webster Mudgett, born May 16, 1861, died May 7, 1869, better known as Dr. Henry Howard Holmes, or H.H. Holmes, was an American serial killer. Active from December 1891 to November 1894. Despite his confession of 27 murders, including some people who were verifiably still alive, while awaiting execution, Holmes was convicted and sentenced to death for only one murder, that of accomplice and business partner Benjamin Peitzel. Victims were killed in a mixed-use building, which he owned in Chicago, located about 3 miles west of the 1893 World's Fair, Columbian Exposition, now nicknamed Murder Castle. Allegedly a hotel, this building, however, was where he committed his crimes. It said he was selling organs from his victims. Besides being a serial killer, Holmes was also a con artist and a trigamist, defendant in more than 50 lawsuits in Chicago alone. Holmes was executed on May 7, 1896, 9 days before his 35th birthday. And though he was convicted for one said to have 27, some think there could have been hundreds of murders. Jack the Ripper was an unidentified serial killer in the largely impoverished areas in and around the Whitechapel district in London, 1888. In both the criminal case files and contemporary journalistic accounts, the killer was called the Whitechapel Murderer and Leather Apron. There were 5 victims, Mary Ann Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Eddowes, and Mary Jane Kelly. They are known as the Conical Five, and their murders between the 31st of August and the 9th of November, 1888. Attacks ascribed to Jack the Ripper typically include female prostitutes who lived and worked in the slums of the East End of London. Their throats were cut prior to abdominal mutilations, the removal of internal organs from at least anatomical or surgical knowledge. Rumors that their murders were connected intensified in September and October 1888, and numerous letters were received by media outlets and Scotland Yard from individuals claiming to be the murderer. The name Jack the Ripper originated in a letter written by an individual claiming to be the murderer that was disseminated in the media. 2 attacks happened only 45 minutes apart. Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes were both killed in the early morning hours of Sunday, 30th of September, 1888, roughly around 6 a.m. The connection. Coroner Wynne Baxter, who examined Chapman, stated that the organs were the motive for the murders. Supposedly, the coroner was aware that an American was in town and that he had asked to purchase uteruses at the hefty price of £20 each. Based on this theory, the mutilations and butchery of the victims were simply a smokescreen to hide the fact that Jack wanted organs. In other words, the American may not have purchased the organs had he known they came from innocent victims. Did Holmes somehow know that an American was in the market for uteruses? Also interesting, Holmes regularly left a constant paper trail of financial transactions, promissory notes, legal problems, and lawsuits in the United States. Oddly, his paper trail falls silent after July 1888 until 1889. Therefore, it may not be a coincidence that Jack the Ripper committed his killings in a short span of time, from August to November 1888. Jack the Ripper disappeared suddenly after he took his last victim. Not too long after the horrific murder of Mary Kelly, a ship's log revealed that someone called H. Holmes left England for America. Killers like Jack, as profiled by the FBI, do not just stop killing. They can't. So, this fact is very interesting that Jack just stopped killing, as many believe. But experts don't think this is the case. Matter of fact, they would say that he would have continued on killing, most likely had moved somewhere, died, or was in prison. Now, for a random side note, another interesting fact about Jack the Ripper as well is that he has a connection to celebrity Meghan Markle through DNA tests. Another fact you can look into and study yourself or discuss down in the comments below. Maybe like the video. And please also be aware you can subscribe for free or check out the Patreon page. Any of these doings will be very, very appreciated, and I will be very grateful. Until next time, thank you for your listening.